Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi continues for Yud Aleph Adar Sheni, and this is actually the day we observe the Tainus Esther, the fast of Esther, because it's usually Erev Purim, but that's on Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, we also need to taste the Shabbos food, so we'll move it back to a Thursday. So we're in chapter 8 of Nedarim, Mishnah Zion. Now we're continuing the theme of when someone makes a neder, we understand it to be based on intention also. For instance, they said, I'm not going to eat meat until the Tzom, the fast of Yom Kippur. They really mean until Erev Yom Kippur, when it's normal for people to eat meat. Now, Mishnah Zion continues and expands this theme. Ha'omer l'chavero, a man says to his friend, Konam, a ban, a nether, sha'ani, ne'ane loch, whatever benefit I would get from you, he's saying, I'll have nothing to do with you, im ein ataba, if you do not come, v'notel, and take, levenecha, for your son, kor echad shel hitim, a core of chitim, it's a large amount, ushtei chaviot shel yayin, and two barrels full of wine. He's saying, you come and take this gift for your son, and if you don't, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. Now, the context here, it seems, is he's making a wedding for his son, and he's given gifts to the vower in the past, and the vower wants to reciprocate the favor and give him gifts to help him celebrate or make the feast, the suda, for his son's wedding. So the Mishnah explains that we look at the intention behind the neder, not just the words of the neder. So it said, the Mishnah says, Harei ze yachol lahafer et nidro, he can undo, he can have hafara, an annulment for his neder, shelo al pichacham, without even going to an expert sage to find an opening, an annulment. But yomer lo, he can tell him, klum amarta, you only said this neder, elamipnei kavodi, because of my honor, vizeyu kavodi, and this is my honor to not take the gift. So he's saying, you want to honor me by giving me this lavish gift to help me celebrate my son's wedding. It's a bigger honor if I don't actually accept the gift. We have a concept, in Chazal, they have a concept, if people don't really need a gift, they should try to avoid taking gifts. Soni matanot yichye. So the idea here really is, the whole point of your neder was to honor me. It's a bigger honor if we don't go through with the gift. So therefore, he can annul and undo the neder without seeking an expert sage. V'chen, and also the Mishnah adds, Omer l'chavero, he says to his friend, Konam shetan ne'ane'li, I'm going to have nothing to do with you, im eina tabav and no ten livni. If you don't come and give my son kor shel chitin, a big amount of wheat, shtei chaviyos shel yayin, and two barrels of wine. Now again, the context here might be that the vower had given a lavish gift to this man's son, and now he's sort of hinting, hey, you know, you haven't given us anything to help us celebrate the wedding of our son. There's a concept in ancient times the Gemara mentions called shushvinus. And a shushvin was someone who went to his friend's wedding and then, you know, helped him make the suda and helped with the expenses and the entertainment. And the expectation was, on the flip side, when he gets married, his friend will come and help him out too. It'd be a shushvin. So in this second case, there's a machlokas where he demands, sort of demands on force of a neder, a gift. Rabbi Meir Omer, asur achid yitan. Rabbi Meir says he's asur to have anything to do with him until he gives such a gift. Chachamim, remember, the other sages disagree. They say, off zay. Even in this case, yachol lechafrit nidro, he could annul his neder, shalol pi chacham, without going to an expert sage. Vayomer, like, and tell him, harei ani ke'ilu hitkabalti. It feels to me as if I've already received the gift. So he can effectively say, my intention was to receive a gift. I see now I really don't need it. I'd rather have the friendship than the wine and the flour. So it's as if I've got it. And that's enough to waive the gift. And the Mishnah goes on with a variation. Hayum sarvin bo. They were urging somebody, laseit bat achoto, to marry the daughter of his sister. And the Bartanura brings that the Gemara, or Chazal, explain that the daughter of the sister is bat gilo, has a similar personality, a similar mazel to a man. And actually, the Gemara Ksiva says, if you want to know something about a woman that you're considering marrying, see how her brothers behave, because there's a similarity there. And Chazal actually bring that there's a pasuk that implies it's actually a good idea when appropriate, understandably, when there's not a big age gap and people are agreeable, it's appropriate for a man to actually marry his niece and support his niece, and, you know, help out his sister's family as well. There's actually discussion, since it is the Tainus Esther, the fast of Esther, if Esther was actually the niece of Mordechai. This, some sources imply she was a cousin, and some say she was actually a niece. So in any event, they're urging this young man to marry his niece, and he doesn't want to. The Amar, so he makes another konam, I'm banning, she net net li, that she'll have any enjoyment from me, le olam forever. So he's basically saying, she's never going to have any hana from me. V'chen, and also a similar case, hamagarish et ishto, a man is divorcing his wife, v'amar, and he says, konam ishti nehenet li le'olam, I'm banning my now ex-wife from having anything to do with me forever. In modern parlance, we call this no contact. So what's the force of this neder? Hare elu mutarot, they're actually allowed, lehanot lo, to have a benefit from him. Shalonit kaven zeh, really his only intention was elu l'shum ishut, that they wouldn't get married. So he's couching this as a neder, so people take it very seriously, but his intention is he shouldn't remarry the ex-wife or he shouldn't have to marry his niece, so he's using a very extreme language, but the hana itself is still allowed. The Mishnah brings a final case of this nature, hayem misarev bechavero, someone is urging his fellow, shayochel, so that he'll come and have lunch with him. Like he's trying to invite him for Shabbos over and over. The Amar, and he responds, konam levetcha, I'm banning your house, sheni nichnas, I will not even step foot in your house, tipat sonin, sheni tolim lecha, I'm not going to have even a drop of cold water from your house. So mutzer lekadosh lebeito, he can still go into the house, velishtot meminat sonin, and have a cup of water, shalonit kaven zeh, really his only intention was, ele l'shum achilu shtia, to not go in there and eat and drink and be merry and, you know, sit down and have a whole meal with him. That's what he's trying to get out of. So in all of these cases, like yesterday's learning, we consider his mindset and his intention when interpreting the validity of the neder. Right, let's go on to chapter 9. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, potrin la'adam, we can open for a man, meaning open up a neder, release him from a neder. So a man made a neder and he's having second thoughts. He goes to a sage. So how can the sage find a reason to annul the neder? So Rabbi Eliezer says we can open up the neder for someone, bichvod aviv ve'imo, if it affects the honor of his father or his mother. For instance, we tell him, when you made this neder, if you knew it would affect your father and your mother, people would talk about you and say, like, listen, his parents must have raised him in a strange way because he's making this strange neder. So would you have still made the neder? And if he says, no, I never would have done it if I knew it affected my parents, we can open the neder, annul the neder for him. Chachamim Osrim, the other sages, they do not allow this leniency. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok says, Od shepotchin lo, since we could open for him, open the nether bichvod aviv ve'imo, for reasons that affect the honor of his parents, yiftachu lo bichvod hamakom. We could also open the nether because it affects the honor of God himself, who told people you really shouldn't be making nedarim. Im ken, and if this is the case, says Rabbi Tzadok, ein nedarim. There would be no nedarim. Any neder would be automatically annulled because God, you know, allows us to make nedarim, to add on to the Torah's commandments, to ban things on ourselves. But also it's not ideal, and it's not really the desired course of action. So Rabbi Tzadok is really arguing on Rabbi Eliezer, saying if you're going to be concerned with the honor of the parents, you also be concerned with the honor of God, and there would be no such thing as a neder anymore. Modim chacham in Rabbi Eliezer, but the sages do agree to Rabbi Eliezer, but the var shebeino levein aviv imo, if his neder affects the relationship between him and his parents. For instance, he said his parents can't have hana from him, can't have a suda with him. Shepotchin lo bichvod aviv imo, that we would, if he comes to annul the neder, we would annul the neder because it affects the relationship with his parents. Yishar kochachem. Have a wonderful fast tinyness of Esther and a wonderful Purim coming up.